try to find my place.
I fucking love Frankie Benjamin still. I don't give a fuck.
The Diary of Jane.
Alright. Oh, buddy.
Oh, wait.
I didn't know I poured.
You literally just pulled a full cup of vodka.
I didn't know. I forgot that we had the vodka pre-poured.
Oh, my fucking God.
Well, this one will be mine.
No floaters, dude. I love that in high school, too.
This is going to be fucked.
I love that in high school when kids are like, No floaters. People are like, they get drunk off. Everyone was getting drunk off two beers. I don't give a fuck what anyone said. Everyone got drunk off two beers.
These are going to be strong.
Alright, we're strong.
I'm strong. You're strong.
Alright,
try that.
Alright, there we go.
Try that. It's going to be pretty strong.
Oh my fucking Christ. Well, oh my stars. Alright.
You're good for one.
Alright.
I'm good for half of this.
Alrighty, boy. Oh yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Alright.
This is going to be about tonight.
Yeah, this is like really like 4 months in the fucking making, because like I wanted to kill myself after the last one was fucking ruined.
Strictly fashion.
Yeah, this is strictly fashion.
This is fashion for summer 2K19.
Yeah.
And for years to come, because the shit we're about to say should never fucking leave the wardrobe ever. Should never. I don't see mine ever leaving.
Yeah, this is huge.
My fucking wardrobe is like kind of sick. I think it's at its peak right now.
Yeah. Mine's not, but I wear like the same three clothes every day. Alright, we're fucking starting this because I need to fucking... Jesus Christ, buddy. Alright, so we already fucking talked about it before. I'm fucking talking about it again. Alright, so fucking hockey fucking fashion is a fucking absolute mess right now.
It's in shambles, to be completely honest. The game's changing, the fashion's changing, and it's not going in the right direction. I'll tell you that right now.
I saw that fucking picture of Austin Matthews and like fucking...
He has his man bun in. He has
fucking shorts though.
He has very thin hair and he's putting it in a ponytail. He's just...
He looks like a fucking guy that like...
What about the Nylander picture with the cornrows?
Yeah, I saw those two fucking pictures, and that's two guys in the same fucking team. Both like 97s, 98s. It's just like an absolute fucking abomination. Oh, it's fucked up.
Bold. It's definitely bold.
Like, you're literally like Swedish. Like, take the fucking cornrows out.
But what we're saying is that these fucking players, they're going to the basketball games. They're watching soccer.
Yeah, all these fucking
they're taking their style from the fucking basketball, which is not...
Yeah.
It's not the look.
They come over here and they're like, "Oh, basketball's cool. Like, I'm from Sweden. Like, we're gonna wear our
Adidas slides with our Nike Elite socks."
Yeah, and they don't realize that like, you don't watch basketball unless you're a fucking absolute loser.
Yeah.
Like,
first off, if you watch basketball, you shouldn't even be listening to this. That league's a sick league.
Yeah, fuck that. I would actually kill myself if, like, someone even passed the basketball to me. I think my hands would fucking just start burning, like, holding a basketball. Mm-hmm. Alright, yeah, so fucking just, like, what the fuck they're wearing? Like, they're wearing, like, the fucking cut, like, the fucking chopped up jeans, like holes in the fucking knees. Like, they're a fucking, like, high school fucking girl. Like, and I hate those fucking jeans that have, like, those, like, they look like fucking like a condom, like the fucking ribbed fucking patches.
Yeah, ribbed condom. Ribbed jeans?
Ribbed.
I think Trojan actually came out with condom. They came out with their jean last summer. Trojan jeans.
Oh, is that what they are?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm out. I think like those jeans are for black guys. Like for their dicks. And what they did was they saw like... They saw a fucking opportunity. So what if we just put these two big Magnum dong condoms together, and white guys can put their legs through them?
That's basically what it is.
And then
that's
we're gonna sell them at PacSun.
It's fucked up.
We're gonna sell them at Tilly's and PacSun.
But what I was saying earlier was the Euros back in the day, back when I was playing juniors, back when Kevin was playing juniors. The Euros used to bring the fits over. They used to bring the drip. They're doing a good fucking job. And, like, I really appreciated the Euros. And they're killing the game back in, like, 2013, 2012.
You've gone
to I want to say, like, 2015, 2016, they were killing it.
2016, I think, is when it stopped.
When it stopped. Yeah. They're killing
it. And
the
then it just, like, kind of went away. And
think about they brought the joggers here.
Yeah, you they used brought to the go joggers. On Instagram, and you would see a fucking guy, like, these fucking stupid-ass pictures of these dumb girls. I think they're, like, fucking models or, like, fucking taking, like, pictures of themselves for whatever reason because they, like, think they're important. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Whole other fucking argument for another podcast. But fucking, like, Euro hockey guys invented those types of pictures. Like, you would go on, like,
they
a Euro kid's
IG. But they were killing it. No one questioned them.
Fuck, you're a dude, but you look good.
They brought joggers over. They brought low-top Converse over back in the day.
Oh yeah, they did.
They brought over the wide neck T-shirts. I would say
they
brought
that over. They did do that too. They brought
over the long shirts,
jean jackets.
Yep,
with black jeans. That's a.
They brought over the high cut suit pants. The floods.
Without a doubt.
They did. They brought. Oh my god. They started the steam.
They literally started fashion.
They did. Especially in the show, but now it's taken a sharp.
Yeah, now they're wearing like these like giant like fucking like.
Now they're wearing
fedoras.
What
are those hats that they're wearing, dude? Like, one of them like you look like a fucking like Vietnamese like rice farmer with that fucking hat on, dude. Like, you know the ones I'm talking about, the really round ones.
Yeah.
Like, you look like you're, like, in the fucking Viet Cong.
What do you think about P.K. Subban's hats, then? His cowboy hats.
But he
pulls it off.
He started that, though. Like, you're, like...
It's kind of like, what's his name? Pharrell Williams. Pharrell Lewis. What's his name? Pharrell...
I don't fucking listen to
country. Sings music. Happy? No. Who sings Happy? He wears that...
Sad? I know Sad.
Rest no, Pharrell. It's Pharrell. What you? Everyone knows who I'm talking about. Doesn't matter.
Will Ferrell?
No, Pharrell Williams. I guess that's his name.
Whatever. Fuck that guy.
He used to wear those top hats. I probably hate. And PK took the top hats from him, but he pulls it off. Yeah. Looking forward to that. Being here in Jersey.
Oh yeah, that is sick. Forgot about that. All right, whatever. That's sick. And then fucking what else did they fucking wear? I just really can't get over the ripped jeans. Like, that's what kills me.
Did you know guys aren't allowed to wear ripped jeans at Bar A?
Are you serious? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Ethan got denied.
Well, they were doing him a fucking favor. Doing him a fucking favor. Oh, I'll never forget. Yeah, so I gotta fucking get this out. I remember last year. Fuck, was it last? Yeah, it was last year. Wasn't even drunk. Like, I was just going to Bar A because, like, I just, like, hated my life that much at that point. I was just going to Bar A. Mm. And there's, like, a fucking, like, giant pothole in the middle of the fucking parking lot. And I stumble. I fucking trip over. Fucking almost snap my leg out. And the guy in front of me, the bouncer's like, whoa, easy there, buddy. Like, you've been drinking a lot today? I'm like, no, I'm going into the fucking bar to drink, you dumb fuck. You're making $10 fucking tonight. Shut the fuck up. You're not a cop. Second of all, yeah, I fucking just tripped over the fucking pothole you fucking just probably created from just being a fucking loser. Like, how about, like, your fucking stupid fucking cover fucking pays
for
potholes in
your
fucking
parking lot? They have to keep the ratio. So they're just looking for anything to pinpoint anything on a guy to get him not inside. Because why can girls have their fucking booty shorts up their fat, nasty, dimply ass crack? But they can't let a guy in.
Yeah, dude, when we went Tuesday, like,
God.
Yeah, I mean,
dude, I got farted on so many times.
Is that what your tweet was about?
Yeah. It's all...
A fat girl farted on you?
No, just guys, they come over here, and they, like, literally took my head and just bent it down and put their butt in my face and farted.
Literally, like every times. Girl that I saw at Bar A, like... was just gross. Like, beer face.
Sweaty. Their eyes are going in different directions.
Like, you can just, like... When you can tell a girl has makeup on their face, it's disgusting. Yeah. Like, girls, like... I'm not, you know... I don't
fucking... Their makeup's different.
Not that any girls listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
But, like... Doesn't matter. I don't know. If you fucking identify as a girl right now while you're listening, like... You fucking... If you fucking...
If your gender's a girl...
Yeah, like...
Go fuck yourself because you don't know how to dress anymore.
Yeah.
These dumb bitches. They're so bad at makeup now. They're bad at everything.
I hate that's like the one thing.
They're
like,
so bad at everything they do. Their makeup is shit. Their fits are shit. Lime Green needs to fuck off and
go back
to fucking Area 51.
I don't know what this shit is.
Lime Green. They're wearing Lime Green Speedos out.
Yeah, I don't know what this fucking shit is
with
about.
With Fila sneakers.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
What are they doing? What the fuck are they doing? Especially the white girls.
Girls have no idea what the fuck fashion is. If you think that wearing those shoes... If you looked at those shoes and said, oh my god, those are so cute. Like, you...
Fila sneakers.
You should be fucking euthanized.
They're
like, I'm sorry. Like, you...
They're adorable Fila sneakers.
Oh my god.
The amount of floral tattoos, too, at Bar A, you notice that?
Oh, yeah, like, every fucking short guy has, like, the floral fucking
like half sleeve. No, he's got, like, a floral half sleeve.
God.
Like, the girls have, like, sunflowers on their shoulders. Like, yeah, you're gonna look amazing in 20 years.
It's, like, all, like, you're not in, like, fucking Hawaii. Like, you have, like, a whole bunch of, like, Hawaiian flowers.
All these bitches got, they got the sunflowers on their shoulder.
Yeah.
I saw, like, three of them.
Yeah, like...
With the exact same tattoo.
Everyone does the same fucking thing.
They have, like, those, like, sun... They have, like, the beach flower type shit. Like, the beach roses all over their bodies. Even guys. If you get, like, a flower half sleeve and you're a guy, like, a tattoo that has no purpose at all.
Like, I'm just such a short guy. Like, I fucking just love... I'm from fucking, like... And meanwhile, they're, like, 40...
They're from, like, Freehold.
Yeah, they're from, like, Freehold, like
from
Manalapan. Yeah, like...
It's, like, a $60 Uber to get down here.
Yeah, like...
They're the ones that complain like, about Benny's the most. Meanwhile, they're the ones wearing fucking Jordans still.
I just love this short lifestyle. Let's fucking get a bunch of flowers in my fucking...
I love the lifestyle.
Like,
I fucking love it. Like, I love my $100 Uber home every night.
I fucking hate kids that are like, oh my god, like, my tattoo means, like, when I overcame my depression when I was fucking
eight years old.
Like, yeah, everyone's depressed. But,
everyone's depressed. Everyone has anxiety. No one gives a fuck.
Yeah, everyone's anxiety and depression.
No one gives a fuck about each other. We all got the same shit. Who gives a fuck?
But, like, fuck. Like, if you're just wearing, like, a fucking bunch of flowers on your arm for life, like, you're actually worse than those people. Holy fuck.
What about the guy in the suit?
The guy in the jacket and the shoes.
And
here's another
pants.
Thing. If you're fucking...
And he had a tucked-in t-shirt under the jacket.
Attention all white guys. Like... This is specific.
White guys are the worst.
Yeah, like, there's, like, white guys and there's white guys, like, the guys I'm about to talk about. Like, if you are wearing, if you look like you are on the cast of fucking Wolf of Wall Street and, like, that's how you go out and you're, like, 22, like, just, like, like, look in the fucking mirror. Like, why are you wearing, like, a tucked-in Vineyard Vines polo with fucking khaki pants on and like fucking like
khaki shorts
shoes.
They wear the khaki shorts and the boat shoes
but
with
like,
the socks.
The pants are what kill me too. Like, what are you like? You're not going to Martha's Vineyard. Like, you're at fucking Bar A. You look like a fucking absolute
and you're 22 loser. Dude, like, dress like a fucking 22-year-old. Don't dress like a fucking loser.
And the girls that are coming up to you know that your dad, you have your dad's credit card. That's why they're coming up to you. They're
getting
free
drinks.
You
dumb idiots.
You
guys are so stupid. Or they wear their polos that their school made. So they got their little school logo on the side with their stripes that match the colors.
Oh my god. And they just like have like that like cocky business mentality. They can like hook up with like any girl.
Yeah,
like,
I'm a business admin major.
Like they come up and like shake a girl's fucking hand. Like, what are you doing?
Hey, I get coffees for the guys down at Merrill Lynch.
How do you go up to a girl and you shake her fucking hand and it's like a fucking interview with Morgan Stanley?
They come up, they're like, hey, how are
you? Oh my god,
I saw you from
a dork.
I saw you from across the room, you look really pretty. I just want to know if I can buy you a 50 cent fucking beer.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you, buddy. You
the
fucking
methadone now dropping
beer.
In it fucking costs more than the fucking beer.
It's so sick, bro.
Oh my god.
This fucking hair gel he put in his hair costs more than that. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. If you're buying girls drinks at Beat the Clock for 50 cents a drink, like, who are you flexing on? You're flexing on nothing. You're no one.
You're not flexing on anyone. Oh, but another fucking thing with these preppy kids. Their haircuts, I'm sorry.
They're
like,
all the same.
They legit, they look like they've had the same haircut. Like, I had that haircut when I was 5.
It looks like their parents still pay for their haircuts.
Yeah, you look like, that's the type of haircut, like, when you, like, went to fucking, like, Sears and took baby photos. Like, that's what your fucking hair looks like still. Like, go get a fucking, like, fade or some shit. I don't fucking know. You don't have to get a fade.
I don't know. Like, this topic is triggering me a lot. And I'm thinking about just my attitude lately and how I've just wanted to just put everything in someone's face. Just hit them.
Well, that's the kid you do it to. Hope you gotta you ask them if their parents are in the law field first.
You ask him what his dad's name is, and if he says Christopher, you punch him in the face.
Isn't your dad's name Chris?
Yeah, but he goes by Chris.
Hey, Chris.
See, that's the difference. If you're blue collar, you'll be like, yeah, my dad's name's fucking Chris. But if you're a fucking pussy, you're gonna be like, my dad's name is Christopher.
My name's Felix.
Then you punch him in the face. You'd be like, what's your dad do for a living? Oh, he's a lawyer. You fucking kick him in the balls.
Yeah.
Because you know he's not gonna.
My dad's a CFO of.
Shut the fuck up.
My dad's a banker. Whatever the fuck that even is. I don't even know what these jobs do. Like, what the fuck do other than annoy people?
And you just like. You, like, sit in front of a computer and, like, read, like...
Yeah, good for you. Your dad sits on his ass. His back is probably killing him.
That's why they all, like, go home and, like...
My Uber... Guys, guys, don't worry. My Uber account's attached to my dad's credit card. We can go wherever we want. I won't Venmo you.
I love the people, too, though, at Ubers. That, like, the Uber would legit be, like, $10 between six people. And, like, the kid's like, yeah, so, like, can you Uber me? Like, can you Venmo me? Can you Venmo me that fucking dollar?
Can you Venmo me 125?
Oh my god.
So I can shove up my ass?
Are you kidding me?
Because he's making money off his dad.
Are you kidding me?
He's Venmoing kids for his own account when the fucking Uber itself's on his dad's account.
If you fucking Venmo request for any denomination under like fucking like $8, like.
Yeah, you're definitely not a rock star.
You're just a fucking loser. Like, holy shit.
You're not a rock star.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm not saying fucking just spend, like, your money on everyone else, but, like, fuck, like...
I just want a cheap sauce.
You don't think that guy's gonna fucking get you back, like, in a fucking week the next time you go out? Like,
yeah, right.
Holy shit, like...
That's two beers that beats Clark. I'm convinced they have a child back there that just pisses in cups and they just give them to us for 50 cents. Because they're warm as fuck... And they're so gross. Like, that... What beer do they even use?
I mean, I've
what
never...
What beer is that in those cups?
It's Miller... It's, like, watered down Miller Lite.
Miller Lite?
Yeah.
Christ.
I think. I've never drank piss, like, to my knowledge.
One time, I peed in my eyeball. When I was little, I was peeing. And I was
this
like...
This is actually a true story, bullshit.
No, it's a completely true story.
It's fucked up.
And I was peeing when I was a little-ass kid. And I was like, that looks kind of cool when it's coming out of my dick hole. So I, like, just flipped it up just to look at it. Meanwhile, I'm still pissing, and it literally shot right in my eyeball.
See, I did that perfectly. I did that with cum before, but I was, like,
yeah,
20.
Well, yeah, I'm shooting belly button pools all the time. Twice a day.
Yeah, I was just going through a bit of a dry spell, and I was just like, you know, I felt I wanted to be the whore that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
No, I feel that. I'm the whore around like 2 p.m. I'm like, I do that shit, my shit, yeah, all the time.
Buddy, you didn't even fucking bring up my fucking lethal outfit yet. You fucking
the lethal, shit. Yeah, boys. If we'll get into the lethal fits now. Lethal fits.
Yeah, that was an.
If you wear shorts to, if you wear shorts out, don't wear shorts. Don't
wear
fucking shorts.
If you wear shorts out to dinner or the fucking bar.
If you're bringing your birdie out to dinner and you're wearing shorts, who the fuck, what are you doing?
Yeah,
we're just going to end that now. So we're going to start with this. You wear pants. You wear pants and that's it. You wear jeans. You can wear anything as long as they're pants, honestly.
Just like don't wear khakis, fuck. Like.
Yeah, not like straight cut fucking khakis. Clearly, yeah,
yeah,
don't wear khakis. Don't wear khakis. You can wear joggers. Like, I rock joggers out all the time.
That's fine. Do not wear fucking shorts, you idiots. Like, who the fuck, like, told you to dress? Holy shit.
Fucking cuff
your
jeans.
I see that all the time, and, like, it makes me want to kill myself.
Cuff your jeans, throw in a nice tee, and call it a day.
Not even, like, cuff. Like, just get the tapered ones out. Like, fucking have these
fucking...
Yeah,
do something.
Holy
shit. Just
do
something to just spice it up, you dumb fucks.
Take your clothes to the fucking tailor, you fucking baboons.
It's so stupid.
Holy shit.
It's so dumb. I'm under 6 foot, and I'm pale, but I make it up for my fits. It's the fits that do it. Because, like, I'm nothing special, but I don't dress like a boner. Just a boner is the only word I can think of. An absolute boner.
I don't know how my cock is right now.
Yeah. My dick is kind of hard right now as well. I think it's the smell of alcohol.
Gets my dick hard. Through the liner Lulu shorts.
Yeah, these get... Don't ever... You can't... This is another thing about Lulu. You can't sleep
in Lulu shorts. Do you sleep in Lulu shorts ever? You can't do it.
No.
No, I don't not. Because what happens is I jerk off before I go to bed every night. And you're putting a boner in the liner. It's like trying to stick your boner in compression shorts. It doesn't work. And then you gotta sleep. Yeah.
And if you
And then you get the driplets all over your legs, and you just wake up and your dick is stuck to your Lulus, and it's a shit show.
Yeah, if you plan on feeling the touch and warm essence of a woman within like 3 days of wearing Lulu liner shorts, like 3 days, because if you fucking are about to like fucking pull your pants down for this girl to suck your dick, like your dick and balls is
they're so tight.
It's literally gonna look like a fucking baseball.
It's gonna look like a snowball just packed
like
together.
Your dick is literally gonna be tucked like into your
nuts. Those are the negative side effects. They're the negative side effects.
Yeah.
But Lulus get to you. They get you to that point. So, you know, shout out to Lulu. But when you get there, they're kind of fucking you over just a bit. And that's another thing, because when girls blue ball you, nothing's worse than getting blue balled in Lulus.
Yeah,
nothing's worse. Yeah. I've had those car rides home and fucking Lulus, blue ball. My dick is about to explode.
Yeah,
it's about to snap in half. It's
under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, so the fucking built-in compressies are fucking a nightmare when you're getting blue balled. So that's another thing. Just don't go over a fucking, don't go over a Tink's house in fucking Lulus. I know you want to, guys. I know you have to do it. It's a Lulu. You're gonna watch Netflix.
Fuck, the girl's probably with you because you're wearing Lulu.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, too.
That's the thing. So it's a double-edged sword there. So you have to wear the Lulu, but it's just hard because you're gonna get blue-balled or you're just gonna have a boner the entire time you're there anyway. So it's just gonna be uncomfortable.
Lulu needs to fix their fucking logo, too.
Yeah. Fuck the new logo. Where are the OG logo wearers out there? Those are the fucking OGs. The circle, now it's a square, and it's just, it's pathetic. It's
like, absolutely, if I want to rock, like, a gray tee out to the bar,
it better be the old logo.
Like, old logo, like, on the back, like, literally lets all the fucking girls
wear. They don't even have the logo on the back.
Yeah, it's, like, on the side. Like, I don't
It's on the side down by your waist. Listen, you can't even flex the fucking Lulu anymore.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with
that. Why would they do that?
Yeah, like,
that was like the whole purpose
so
of Lulu.
Fucking drippy, like
that is literally the whole purpose.
And you're like, why are you hiding it? Like no one.
Why
wearing
do you
want to
hide
the... hiding the fucking? Like, why do I want to look like I'm wearing a $5 t-shirt
want...
as opposed to like a $80 t-shirt?
I want a car to shine its headlights on me from 7 miles away and be able to see my Lulu reflecting like a fucking lighthouse.
Yeah,
that's what I want. I want it shining off the
yeah,
back
I want
of my
on
neck.
The side of the fucking shirt.
No, like. I want that shit reflecting and just being so fucking disgusting. I want it to come up on Snapchat's front flash from fucking a mile away. That's the whole point. That's the whole, like literally the whole point.
If you're because like all their shit's plain. Like if you're wearing a plain gray t-shirt, like
you can't tell it's anything.
You can't tell. You can't fucking tell. It's so fucking annoying. Like fix your shit. The fuck.
Yeah, no, it's
pisses me the
it
fuck
is
off.
Fucked up. And it's a square now, which I don't like. I don't like the square. I like the classic circle Lulu on the back.
I'm kind of fired up about that right now. I'm not even gonna lie.
No, yeah, I'm about to fucking punch the wall because this shit is driving me absolutely crazy. I haven't purchased Lulu in probably over a year now.
And
just
I'm not,
strictly because of I don't like the logo placement. It's really pissing me off.
Here's the thing too, like I'm not saying fix this because I don't have a problem with it.
I'm still gonna rock on Lulus. I have new Lulus. I'm still gonna rock it, but like it's definitely not in my best interest. Yeah. Shit's fucked.
But the fucking other thing, like, when I'm not complaining, when did girls' bikinis literally become underwear? I'm not complaining, but like in a year, like
it's crazy.
Literally, girls are wearing like
it's ridiculous.
Like.
And then they wonder, why are guys looking at me like I'm a piece of meat? Oh, I don't know. You tell me, you fucking Cynthia, you dumb bitch.
But it's, like, not their fault, dude. It's, like, literally all that's being sold. Like, there's...
What that- I just found out that you have to buy the top and bottom separately. I just found that out.
That's
true.
A friend zone.
That's a true story.
That's how you know you're a friend zone. You're, like,
why
fucking online shopping
that?
With, like, some fucking girl.
No, I saw it online, I swear. I don't get friend zone, bro. I don't. I have too much money to get friends.
You don't get kills either.
I don't. I'm like in the...
You're in kill purgatory.
I'm in the...
Dude, if I was single right now, every fat chick on the Eastern Seaboard would be getting their...
Dude, like, I love fat chicks. Like, the one we saw the other night, she was borderline. Like, she was just right on the
line. She was borderline, but she had the thin face.
She was right on the line.
She had the thin face.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, she's nuts.
Yeah, you like them when they're right on the line.
Right on the line. Like, they're pushing it. They're like one Chick-fil-A sandwich away. But
yeah,
they're going to hold off because they know they're almost there. So they're just going to take it easy for a couple weeks.
But you know, it's not all like flopping around everywhere. Like it's
no,
like,
they're not bouncing around. But they're bouncing, but not bouncing bad.
Yeah, but it's all tight. Yeah.
Yeah, they're tight enough at least. Tight enough. Yeah, that was nuts, that girl. Yeah. Fuck. I love big girls.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a big girl once in a while. I don't give a fuck what anyone says.
Big girls in thick. Overly thick.
Yeah, not like a fat girl.
Not
but like,
fat. I want her big. Just like this is pushing it. Like, I don't want to come here again. I don't want to do this again for a while. That big.
Like, I wouldn't date you.
No, I
certainly
wouldn't
date you.
I don't know who will,
but God bless them. But, like,
but this is fun.
Yeah.
I'll revisit in a year, maybe. A year is good for every on-the-line chick.
Yeah, like, a big girl or, like, you're just like, this is an ass. Like, this is a big ass. These are big tits.
Like, I can't breathe, and I like it. And those, the big ones are the ones that are doing some crazy shit, because they're in there for the fucking ride. They're just doing what they need
they know,
to do.
They know they're not getting a call the next morning.
Yeah, they know they're not getting the call up. They know they're not going to get a text back. So
they're just playing that game they have to do.
Yeah. They're just playing a dirty meat and potato game.
Yeah, they're playing their role.
They're playing the fourth line. They're getting 4 minutes a game. Like,
they're a big bottom six player.
Yeah.
But, like, everyone respects them on the team.
Yeah, we need them on that team, though. We need them. It's very important for my mental health, especially. Just a tire pump.
Mental health awareness pump.
Yeah, because, no, I feel like they're always the ones that are supporting you. They're always the one complimenting you too, because they're just locker room guys, basically. They're locker room guys of the bar.
Yeah, it's like a guy. It's like fucking a guy, but it's not gay at all. Because it's like an actual woman. So yeah, like when you're making that transition to like just accepting your homosexuality, then
Fuck a fat chick because she's like a dude.
Yeah.
So you'll get the vocals and...
Not fat, though.
Not fat! She's on the line.
When we say fat...
She's on the line!
Still, like...
She's thick. I don't like a
like,
fat.
We're not talking, like, she has rolls or anything.
I don't want her to weigh more than me. That's a
yeah,
fat.
Yeah, we're not talking about, like, roll fat. Like...
No,
before any rolls are formed, but, like, we're getting there.
We're close. We're, like, what I'm saying, we're one... Wawa.
Like, her blood pressure could be a little bit lower, but, like...
We're one Wawa sub
yeah.
away. She's pushing it for sure, so she should go to the grilled chicken, stay off the crispy chicken for a couple weeks, just to get back to, take a couple steps from the line, just get away from it just a little bit.
From the line, yeah.
But, you know, time at that moment, it's just perfect. It's perfect for you. It's wonderful. It's great. Incredible.
I don't think we've been fucked up. I can just see this getting really bad.
It can get really fucked up. It can get super fucked up. Do we
touch mass shootings?
We could. I mean, we could.
I don't even like know. Alright, yeah, let's touch mass shootings real quick. Fuck. Alright, we're gonna do this.
Why can't they do these in like Greek houses? Why can't they shoot up fraternities?
Yeah. If you're gonna shoot up a lot of people, shoot up the right people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one likes to say this, but just do it to the right people.
Yeah, if you're gonna do it to people that deserve it.
Yeah, like, don't
sorority
go to the
movies. Girls.
Yeah, shoot up Zeta.
Yeah, like, fucking...
Shoot up Zeta, shoot up... Like, there's so many things you could be shooting up that people wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
It'd be so much better. Like, just shoot white people. Just have white people shoot white people. If he killed all white people, it'd be fine. Just fucking get rid of more white people. Whatever. Who cares? Just
it's stop. Like actual white people.
You're making us look bad. You're making us look so bad. It's a shit show. Fucking weird dweebs. Did you see the picture of the last one?
I feel like there's school shooters, though. Like, they should fucking... Like, there should... Like, you identify as a school shooter. Like, that's your gender identity.
Actually, no. That's the thing. Yeah, if you see the new SATs, if you see the new SAT, it's girl, it's male, female, rather not say, or school shooter.
School shooter, yeah.
That's how many there are. They came up with their own...
But, no, what I'm saying, like, so, like, you know, so I don't fucking get pulled on, like, an FBI watch list for, like, fucking saying the shit for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
They should take all the school shooters, like, find all of them and make it, like, a league and fucking just pit them all against each other, like, Hunger Games style. Because that way why can't we make it like the Roman games?
Like, yeah, put them in a Colosseum.
You're killing people still. You're killing yourself.
Just put them in a bubble of bulletproof glass and let them just get after it. Because they're going to kill
and
themselves.
And make a sport out of it. Have an arena of, like... Yeah, like...
They're going to kill themselves after it anyway. Like,
you can find
at
least 40 troubled teens
a month. So let them go.
Make like a UFC
Let the boys play.
Yeah. Let the boys play. Let the boys play. Like, I guarantee you could fucking pull at least 40 kids a month. Make a UFC pay-per-view.
You can get one kid from every public high school easily.
Have like Joe Rogan like fucking commentating from the side.
Dana White, Joe Rogan. Like,
yeah.
This is what we need. This is what we need.
Yeah, that would be like esports. Actually, no, that would probably be fucking prime time.
That would be on NBC Sports.
That would definitely be on CNN.
It would be on NBC Sports 3 times.
Yeah, that'd be like... That would definitely knock hockey down again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. And then you would solve... mass shootings.
They're all just exterminated.
Yeah, you'd solve mass shootings. You would get rid of the mass shooters. And
imagine
you'd
just
an and it'd be like... And you're employing people. You're employing the concessions. You're filling seats.
Yeah.
You're selling jerseys.
Are they gonna rock jerseys?
Yeah. Rock jerseys the fucking schools they're from. Because you know they're not fucking playing on any fucking sports team. Like,
so they're wearing their school crest on their...
Yeah, you're taking their trench coat and just putting a fucking number in their last...
Slap the logo on the front.
And a fucking patch on the front of whatever fucking high school they fucking go to. Holy shit. It's got really edgy. Like,
I don't even know how long we've been going. I don't even fucking know. How long has it been going? If it's not recording, I'll actually fight you.
Oh, it is.
Let's see how long we've been going.
Oh, that's not
32 minutes.
That's not yeah, that's his. Yeah, that got edgy real quick, like mid 30.
And you think like
I'm going to Shark Tank with that.
Listen, sharks.
Listen, Mark. Rubio.
I need 100 mil
Rubik's cube. I need
to build a coliseum for these motherfuckers.
I want, like, a Roman Greco-style Colosseum.
Dude,
and
can they use, like, swords and shit,
yeah,
too? Because they all, what's that word? What do they do? Gwarp?
It'd be, like, warping.
LARPing.
Yeah, it'd be, like, live action role
It's basically
play.
LARPing with fully automatic
Yeah,
weapons.
I'm doing them a favor. I'm combining everything.
And they're not
they
pretending to die.
And they're not pretending. Yeah. Like, listen, sharks.
Real.
And, like...
Like, all Naruto running... Just running around with AKs in their back pocket.
Yeah, you know, like, a couple kids, all those stupid, like, anime fucking, like, headbands on or some shit. Maybe, like, one furry running
that's
around.
That's a whole other topic. Why the fuck do people still watch anime? What the fuck are you watching? Anime? What the fuck?
What the fuck, anime?
I see it all over Twitter, you dumbass weirdos. Like, what are you watching? Why does everyone love anime? I see it in retweets all the time. The only anime I watched was Avatar: The Last Airbender is considered anime.
Yeah, but it's like I guess that's like bullshit.
That's
anime.
The last
like,
shit I watched.
Like Nickelodeon. But yeah, like, Nickelodeon. And it's like big. Like there's a whole subculture of people. Like there's like people that play like baseball. There's people that like, you know, go out 4 times a week and have promiscuous sex.
Yep.
And there's people that watch like anime.
And that's all I do.
And they're like, well, it's coming
I feel like
there.
The same ones that watch anime are, like, addicted to masturbation. They watch anime and then they jerk
off.
Yeah,
they're watching, yeah.
Because why else would they make anime porn?
Yeah, their porn's, like, e-fucked.
Because
like,
if they make anime porn, obviously the ones that love anime, like, they made it for a reason. So they're the ones that jerk off the most, for sure. And fucking
yeah,
try me. If you watch anime.
Yeah, the FBI should fucking flag any IP address that, like, is,
you.
like clicking on, like... If you're jerking off to cartoons,
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What
you sicko?
Is wrong with you?
What are you doing?
You're like jerking off to like a fucking like a 12-year-old with like octopus arms.
It's a kind
like, fucking like a fucking
you can't even,
cat. Like,
none of you know how to speak Chinese.
I think it's Japanese.
Japanese. You don't know what they're saying. Like you're trying to read subtitles while you're watching, and you're jerking off to subtitles.
Like,
basically.
I hate watching porn if it's not in English. Like I hate like listening like you ever.
I don't even like accents. The accents bug me out too.
Yeah.
I don't like accents. I like them to be. I'm not like I whatever. It's just is. I don't give a fuck. I want them to be American. I want to understand what they're saying.
Yeah. I want, like, when they say fuck me hard, I want
that to be
clearly. I want to know that they're saying that, even though, like, if they're saying that in fucking French or fucking
Spanish.
I want
that to be clearly pronounced and enunciated. Yeah. I want them to say it clear. I want to hear it clear. I want to understand it. I want to know what they're saying. I want to know how they feel. And yes, I want fuck me. I want fuck me. I want yes. I want that.
Yeah.
Clear
of the
as
three
day.
Fucking phrases any girl's ever said
it.
Having sex, because there's literally only three phrases. It's like, fuck me harder, ow.
Right there.
Or like, please stop.
Get off me. Get off me. Big one that I hear a lot. Or stop it.
Oh.
Alright.
You're not going to get away with this.
Nah, that's whatever. It's a fucking joke, you psychopaths. Chill. It doesn't matter. There's only gonna be like five people that listen to it right now, anyway. Yeah. Unless we get famous.
One of them's
like,
an FBI agent.
And people
the other
are like,
four,
people are
like,
people are like, go back to episode 2 in 2019 when he said this, and I'm gonna be all over Twitter,
and
everyone's
like,
gonna hate me.
Man, that wasn't me back. That,
they're gonna
that,
be like,
I'm not
thanks
like
Donald
that
Trump,
now.
And
I'm not like that now, man.
That was a different me. That wasn't me when I was 22, okay? 22, I'm changed. I'm 23. Everyone shut the fuck up and relax, please. Yeah, but like, no, guys, it was a joke. Relax, please. I'm serious.
Dude, honestly, like, I would have been fucking unemployed, like, like, if people heard my fucking, like, Xbox Live, like, game chat conversations at, like, 10, like, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, like, literally anyone, like, it's not even just
it
me.
Still
like
is that way.
A party of fucking 18 people in a fucking game chat playing
still
Rust fucking free-for-all.
Yeah, the video game world, it's nails, it's pretty nails right now.
Oh, yeah, dude, like, you can't...
It still is, it doesn't change. Like, you're still gonna get, it's still fucked.
Yeah, but you can't say what you were able to say 12 years old back in the day, like, if you even, like, say, like, it's like Club Penguin now, like, if you, like, just write the letter F... Or just say the letter, like, just like, you go, fuck. Like, they know you're about to say fuck, and you're just banned.
You're just like,
banned. You're
yeah.
banned from Fortnite.
Banned from Fortnite.
Poor night. Good night.
Fortnite.
I never watched that porn, but I kind of want to.
I mean, if I already threw myself in the grave 10 minutes ago, I'm just going to go even deeper. I have.
You've watched, and you've jerked off to it.
Yeah. Of course. I'm not going to sit there and watch it. I have to do something while I'm watching it.
Who's the actor and actress? Or actors and actresses?
I don't know. I don't listen. I don't pay attention to the names. No, but there's two different types of Fortnite porn. One of which is the cartoon. There's the cartoon. They have the characters. They have, like, the default skins.
Do they have, like, the big, thick girl in there?
They're all sad. Everyone, don't deny it. The Fortnite characters are sexy. So I just wanted to get off my
yeah, they kind of are. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Whatever. So there's the cartoon version of Fortnite porn where it's literally just the Fortnite characters just going after it. Battle Royale. And then there's the other one where
it's like Battle
it's
Royale,
like
who comes first or
no,
comes last.
And then it's like the dude, he's playing Fortnite. And then the girlfriend's like, oh, Johnny, stop. Like, pay attention to me instead. And then it's like while he's playing, it's
yeah.
like fuck. Yeah, that one's stupid. Like
I remember when like I was like 12 playing Call of Duty, and like people were like, "Bro, like you ever heard of like a COD job?" I'm like, "What the fuck is that?" They're like when a girl like blows you like while you're playing like Call of Duty.
That's so.
And like some like 12 year old be like, "Yeah, like this girl like did it to me once, but like you don't know her. She goes to another school, like." And like, wow, like that would be so sick. Like I feel like I would get tactical new 25 kill streak, and I'm like,
get in my nut at the same time. And I, like, just started getting boners probably at that mm-hmm. age. Now?
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 Oh.
You're a fucking loser. If you're not... If you're,
now?
Like, if you're, it's a Saturday night, and, like, you're, like, making your, like, girlfriend, whoever, whatever whore from Tinder you fucking invited over, like, suck you off while you're playing, like, Fortnite, like, you're just a piece of shit. Like, go out.
Go out. Go out, get her drunk first.
Get her drunk first before you do that. For fuck's sakes. Then you can go do it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, at least, because that way she probably won't even remember fucking blowing you at that point. Because
yeah, so
that's
whatever.
I would have kicked in by now.
Whatever.
And then she'll come over and do it again. Like, if you just have her stone cold
just keep
sober
doing
meat,
it. Just keep doing it. Get her drunk. And
yeah.
Just, that's it. If you want to do it a fortnight, god damn it.
You can't have a girl stone cold sober come over and be like, yeah, so can you, like, blow me while I'm playing Fortnite?
And that girl does it, she's fucking weird. She's got issues up the yin-yang.
Yeah, like, that's kind of a red flag. I'm like, fuck out of my house. I mean, I would anyway.
Oh, I would still do it, because, you know, it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah, but...
I'm not going to deny it. I'm not going to not want it.
Yeah, but if it's, like, Saturday night, you're playing Fortnite.
What if it's a Monday night?
Fuck.
I feel like Monday nights are kind of cool.
That's to do that.
Yeah, just don't...
That's like if it's like, yeah, like, come over, like, I'm bored, and like, yeah. She's bored, too.
And, like, whatever. You're just playing, or, like, if you're playing, like, before she gets there, and she comes in, like, mid-game, you're not gonna, like, leave, and so you're just like, babe, like, I'm still playing.
Baby, please, baby. It's like, girl, like, you just matched with them today. You're like, babe, please, baby. Baby, baby.
She's honey, like, bro, honey, what's your name again?
Honey.
Yeah, you're like,
hi, babe, please, please, I love you.
You're like, babe, wait, one more game. She's like, who the fuck are you? I don't even know who you are. You just told me to come here.
Baby, don't leave.
babe, don't leave yet. Wait. You look so good.
Oh, here's another thing, too, like, I need to fucking say, too. And you did it, I think.
I probably have.
Dating a girl you met on Tinder, because you did that technically.
Technically speaking, yes. Dating,
and look
really
what happened.
Call it dating?
And look what happened to you. You broke up after a week.
Yeah, because I knew it was stupid. I was dragged into it. But we're not going to get into complete detail. But
yeah,
Tinder,
we're not tweeting the deets. But like, if you
Tinder is such a dark and scary place.
I don't know even people that
don't
use Tinder anymore. Like, actually use it. Like, other than just like pump your own tires.
Oh no, I use it for matches before I go out. So I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm still.
Yeah,
like,
I look good right now. Yeah. But.
Like, I just do it for matches. I just want to break personal records and stuff. I just want to get as many matches as possible. Usually, at the end of every night that I'm out, I like to go on Tinder and just swipe. And I swipe,
yeah.
And I just keep going. And I just, I need to just build up the matches. And
if you
just
hook up with someone on Tinder
more.
And you think that they're going to date you...
Which, no, because... They do think that. These girls have such high fucking expectations
but
for
if,
this shit.
But if you're both...
Oh, no, I'm not on there for
shit.
I'm on there because I'm bored as fuck.
But if you're both like, oh my god, like, I just had sex with this girl, I'm like, in love with her, or whatever, like, and you start dating from Tinder, like, you're a weirdo. And there's no special circumstances, like, oh, like, you know, whatever stupid fucking shit you want to say. Like, if you fucking met your fucking... whatever, on fucking Tinder, you're weird. Like, you... Ugh. I can't even talk anymore.
I still see...
Die.
Every time I go out, I see a Tinder girl that I've met, because I was going through a dark phase where I used to meet these girls. And it was bad, and it was stupid, and it was late at night.
You're not like that anymore, Christian, are you?
No, I don't meet these girls.
You worked hard. You worked hard to get to where you are now.
Yes.
Oh my god.
You had to go through that.
You had to go under to realize who you were.
You had to pay the toll troll.
Yeah.
You had to go under the bridge to get through it. Yeah. And
you fucked all those girls because you were sad.
I was sad. I was sad.
Aww.
I was listening to Triple X.
Sorry for you.
Well, what I would do is I would talk to them and I would tell them my feelings and we would communicate like that. And it would be that the first time I would meet them. And then we would kiss and I would drop them off. And we'd have it over at Applebee's.
Oh, yeah. Imagine being, like...
And a Sunday.
Imagine being, like, in your 20s and, like you're just, like, going out and, like, just, like, hook... Like hook it...
By dude, imagine, and, like, going to Applebee's. Out, like, imagine going to Applebee's. Why are we talking about Applebee's?
I wasn't even thinking about Applebee's.
Well, we're talking about... Oh, man. I was there the other night just because, like, if you go as a group of guys just to fucking be annoying and annoy everyone, whatever, that's funny. I still see people on dates, like, in their 20s going to Applebee's. Half apps. What are you doing, bro? Like, bring her home and just take care of that. Like, if you're still out trying to get it, you're not going to get it. If it's past 10:30 and you're still out, you're not getting it. So either take care of it or bring her home.
Oh, yeah.
He's still trying. He's bringing her to half apps now. And then after, they're going to go get ice cream and he's not going to get shit. Yeah. And he's going to spend...
If you do that and you're not in high school...
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
If you're the drinking age and you're going to half apps...
At 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock.
At 10. Like...
Yeah, it starts
at
10.
Did half apps start yet?
Yeah, you're sitting there waiting on the couch waiting for half apps.
Yeah.
Did it start yet?
we're gonna wait until it starts before we place our order.
Let's sit in the parking lot and not talk that much because we don't know each other. Yeah, it's fucked up. Tinder makes me nauseous.
Share a jewel. All right, we need to cut this fucking podcast short because now it's just getting fucking... Before it just gets painful.
Mm.